Hello and welcome to the Trivia with Friends podcast, a podcast where I invite my closest friends and ask them trivia questions to see just how smart they really are. This is the ninth episode of Trivia with Friends. I'm your host, Quizmaster Bill Murawski. During this episode, I'll ask five questions with categories including car wrecks, the Titanic, and more. Play along at home, in the car, or wherever you're listening to this, and see if you're smarter than my friends. Follow us on Instagram at Trivia with Friends Podcast and tell us how you did, plus bonus questions after each episode. Welcome back to my guests. That's why our hair is so big. It's full of trivia. That would be my wife, Rachel, and our friends, Sarah, John, and Julia.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely.
It was easy to come back out for this.
It was.
We drove back up to Virginia.
Yeah, back up. From Florida, back up to Virginia.
We had time.
Again, so kind of you guys.
Such good friends.
Really, we just record these back to back and pretend like there's two separate episodes.
The illusion is shattered.
It's not a different day.
A look behind the curtain of podcasting. All right, you guys ready for some more trivia?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. I don't know if this is going to be in anyone's wheelhouse, but I thought this was interesting. The category is car wrecks.
Oh. What?
Have you guys ever gotten in a car wreck?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Not with other cars, usually, but with inanimate objects.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are the hardest ones to hit, though.
I'm not a terrible driver.
Mm-mm. No, you've just driven into, like, snowbanks.
So, like, the building hit you?
Yeah.
Kind of thing?
Poles.
It jumped out at me.
From behind a bush?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a squirrel?
Yes.
I've gotten in two. Both of them were backing up.
Oh.
I backed up into one of my coworkers about 20 minutes before school started. Sorry, Mitch. And damaged his, like, brand new Camaro that he got pretty good.
Oh.
And also backed into a police car.
Oh, fun. Ooh. Those
yeah.
are good.
Yep.
But the funniest part of that is that he was, like, over the line a little bit at a red light, saw a cop car across the intersection, was like, ooh, I better back up a little bit because I'm too far out. Backed up into another cop
back
car.
Back up into you. It's perfect. Yeah, and I had my trailer hitch on, so that thing just punched a hole right
and
into...
you were on your phone at the time
yes.
as well.
Man,
yeah.
that is...
Punched a hole
do
right into
Do not drive
a
while
car.
Having your phone.
All right, well, this is about car wrecks.
I thought you were going to say,
so
do not drive with Bill.
Yeah. Don't, I just don't back up. I now have a backup camera.
So I know what I'm hitting.
The largest multi-car wreck in the United States occurred on November 3rd, 2002, involving 216 vehicles. Mm-hmm. In what U.S. state did this happen?
I'm pretty sure it was Arizona. I'm pretty sure it was, like, in between L.A. and Phoenix.
Do you want to talk us through
sure.
that?
Okay. Because it took like 40 hours to clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was thinking California, so like, but if it's Phoenix.
And this is what state?
It's state.
What state?
What
yeah.
state? Okay. Gosh, my first thought was that when it snowed, I get this was way too more recent, but when it snowed and all those people like in Georgia just panicked and
left
their cars. They're like, it's fine. We're good.
Well, leaving their cars is not an accident.
November 3rd, 2002.
So November, it could have been, snow related, but I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure it was Arizona.
I'm going to defer to my beloved.
But there's so much pressure. I don't want to screw up.
You have such like a strong gut.
I don't know. I don't know if the pressure is high.
Pressure is so high, John.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
But you
if we don't
with
win
it,
this,
yeah. terrible things will happen.
Correct.
Bill's going to back into
the
it.
The weight of the world on our shoulders.
I feel like there's got to be a reason that Arizona came to your mind, because it's a very weird state to have just randomly like thought of.
Is it
because
were Lisa and Chris living there
Maybe?
At the time?
Yes, they were. My sister and her husband.
I mean, they would have the inside track. I don't know. My first guess was California, but that seems too on the nose.
It does seem too on the nose. I'm pretty sure it was like an interstate that goes between the Phoenix area. And I think, so I also made a cross-country drive.
You
and
did
drove
do that.
Through Santa Fe to Phoenix and then over, and I'm pretty sure.
All right. You,
let's go
You
with
were
it.
There. I trust
okay.
you. This
All
is
right.
not something I would know. You know who knows this? Logan.
He would.
He would be like,
John's
they
brother.
Work at, they both, my brother and sister-in-law work at State Farm.
They're also so trivia
nosers.
Yeah, and they love trivia too. So. Go ahead.
All right, Arizona for 400, Bill.
Arizona is close, oh, but not correct. It is California.
Oh. Stupid nose.
It was about 25 miles south of L.A., caused shortly before 7 a.m., a semi-truck was traveling on I-10, I believe it was, crashed into the center concrete divider, which began a long chain of crashes on both sides of the interstate, 41 injuries, and surprisingly no deaths.
Wow.
Wow.
Good job, Chips.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm
all right,
sorry
well,
that I led us astray.
You were close. Okay. It was, you were, I mean,
yeah.
25 miles south of L.A.,
man,
it's usually my job.
That's true. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You can't take
my
thing.
I say we get that point.
It
point.
Does not work like that.
Unofficial, unofficial one, official zero.
It's like half
points,
right?
Yeah. I love your Enneagram 9 energy right
yes.
now.
Thank you.
All right, well, question number two is movies.
John.
All right, this is going to be a childhood movie for me, maybe for you as well.
We're all around the same age.
What is the name of the trick play that leads to a 99-yard touchdown in the movie The Little Giants?
Little Giants.
That's so good. That's a great one.
Okay, is this the one where they make them put the Alka-Seltzer tabs in their mouth so they
yes.
like, drool at
that
everyone
is the film,
and
yes.
intimidate them?
Not the play,
Not
though.
The play? That
yeah.
wasn't part of the play?
No, that was just them intimidating
I've
them.
Never
okay.
seen this movie.
Oh, it's so good. Sure.
Yeah.
Did you have a child?
No.
She had
no.
a weird childhood.
I did have a weird childhood. Fine. My parents let me read Left Behind, and then I
oh.
had
so
like panic dreams that I had been they had been raptured and I was left behind. And then one time I came home and my parents had like perfectly folded laundry on their bed, and I had an actual meltdown because I was like, I was left behind.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's my favorite story ever.
Wow.
So those books are very traumatizing.
No,
so for those of you who don't know what Left Behind is, yes. good.
Yeah, good for one. Nicolas Cage did make a movie of
he
it.
He did. It was awful.
Terrible.
I put about 10 minutes of it on and I had to turn it off.
Thing.
I never thought I'd say I preferred the Kirk Cameron version of
I'm
something.
I was the original. Also terrifying in movies. Style.
But Left Behind was a Christian book series on the rapture and all things that happen after, including Nikolai Carpathia.
Carpathia. Oh, man.
Made into a movie by Kirk Cameron and then later Nicolas Cage.
For some reason.
Yeah, who was like, remember Left Behind? I think it needs another movie.
You know who
would
make a great Raymond Steele? That's the guy's name. Like, ugh. That's such terrible writing. I know the answer to this,
okay.
if you guys don't.
The name of the trick play is?
The Annexation of Puerto Rico.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Person yep. who would just know that off the top
yeah,
of
I bet
head.
Bill knew it.
I did. It was correctly identified in the film by Ed O'Neill mm-hmm. as the Fumble Rooski, which is
Fumble
an actual
Fumble
play.
Yeah.
Has been successfully done quite a few times throughout history, but the Annexation of Puerto Rico is correct.
I feel like we need to nerd shame John.
And
right
then
now.
They tackle Icebox, and she goes, no ball. And then they're running
yes.
around. Yeah.
There he is.
Great. Great movie.
Icebox, like, she wasn't in hardly anything after that.
No, that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean,
the
and
TV
on top.
Series.
What are you going to do?
The TV
after
series
yeah.
after that, and that was about it.
Once you kill it with Ed O'Neill and Rick Moranis, you're.
Anything from that is downhill.
Which, by the way, Rick Moranis coming back.
I know, dude. I'm so excited.
A new Shrunk, yes.
Oh,
Honey,
so
I Shrunk
excited.
The Kids. I think it's just called Shrunk. I don't know if it's a web series or a mini series or a movie.
I don't care. I
is
will
it
going
to be straight to Disney Plus?
It might be.
Probably.
Yeah. At this point, everything is straight to
yeah,
Disney Plus.
What
be a
what is a movie theater?
Yeah.
Oh, this episode is sponsored by Disney Plus.
Yeah.
All right. Our third question. You're one for two. Third question is your choice again. Do you want cartoons or female athletes?
Oh, cartoons.
Well, I know nothing about sports, so.
I'm going to go with cartoons. Unless the answer is Simone Biles for female athletes, I'm not going to get it.
It's a little on the nose, I guess.
Let's go. Watch that be the answer. Let's go cartoons.
All right, we're going cartoons. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at Trivia with Friends Podcast for the unselected female athletes question. But here is your cartoon question. The Freedom Fighters originated from what Saturday morning cartoon? Based on a video game.
Gosh, is it Power Rangers? Would that be?
No.
No.
Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm. Ninja Turtles.
The Freedom Fighters originated It was a Saturday morning cartoon that originated from a video game.
The Freedom Fighters originated from what Saturday morning cartoon based on a video game?
So, Saturday morning cartoon, Freedom Fighters, video game. Am I getting all the highlights?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like it might be like with Street Fighter or something. Like,
so they,
or Mortal Kombat. Was that ever
they,
a show?
They did do a cartoon, but that was not really a Saturday morning fair. The
Mortal
spines.
Kombat wasn't
yeah.
when you were watching on
you're
Saturday
like,
morning as a kid.
Cinnamon Toast
Finish
Crunch.
Him.
Yeah.
You can see the spines.
Yeah,
he
is
coming
dangling.
Out. That is great. Video games are not what they used to be.
Freedom Fighters. So okay. Can you just read it one more time?
The Freedom Fighters originated from what Saturday morning cartoon that was based on a video game?
So it feels like they were a group.
I got it. Do you have it?
What
yeah.
do you think?
Is How it? Did you get it? You just like put your hand on your head and you
Because I'm remembering
it.
Cartoons and
okay.
video games.
Just for the sake of extending the discussion, is it Marvel based? Because it sounds Marvel based.
It's
okay.
not.
Then that's all I had.
It's.
Because that would have been based on the comics, not a video game.
True. A video game. Is it a Sega game?
It is a Sega game.
It's a Sega game. Okay.
Ooh, look at you, Rach.
I just know consoles. I'm trying to. I think the
Sonic
only
the
Sega
Hedgehog.
One I can think. Oh,
Sonic the Hedgehog. Really?
I'm
Sonic
pretty sure
the
that's
Hedgehog?
It. That was like the name of their crew with like him and Tails and
okay.
Knuckles.
Oh, I like Tails. Oh.
Sonic the Hedgehog is correct.
Yes. 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 I got there.
You did.
I did get there.
You guys
Thank
got
you.
There.
I want that point to be my point.
That is all your point. You have 400 points for
We're
that.
We're not sharing.
Yes, yeah, as we know, 400 points.
The Freedom Fighters included Sonic, Tails, Sally Acorn, and others. It aired 2 seasons, and Sonic was created by Sega to compete with Nintendo's Mario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And now they actually compete in Sonic and Mario at the Olympic
Ooh.
Games.
It's true.
This podcast brought to you by Nintendo.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Trivia with Friends Podcast for the unselected question on female athletes. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. Welcome back. We have another trivia tip of the episode. For all you trivia players out there, our trivia tip this episode is keep it simple, stupid. Great advice. Hurts my feelings every time. Keep it simple, stupid. The idea here is if the trivia host is asking for a person, just give the last name. This is actually a Jeopardy rule of thumb as you are... if you're ever trying to be on Jeopardy or you're on Jeopardy, a lot of trivia hosts, obviously on Jeopardy as well, will not give credit if you say Johnny Smits is the correct answer, if the correct answer is actually Jimmy Smits. So unless they ask for detailed information, unless they're asking for which Roosevelt president they're talking about, keep it simple, stupid, and get some extra points there. All right, let's get back to the trivia. We have our fourth question. You guys are 2-for-1 so far. 2 out of 3 correct. This category is the Titanic.
Ooh. I have a sinking feeling.
I'm waiting for it.
Rachel
Someone.
And I are really good at Titanic trivia.
Very, very good.
How many people survived the sinking of the Titanic? No, I'm just kidding. That's not the question.
Oh, I was like, wait, we have this, but all I remember is that we said, like, 70.
Yes.
Yes. More than that, right?
7-15.
Many more than that.
We were very dumb.
We were like,
we're
like,
Rose survived and Jack didn't, so it could have been that
really
many.
All right, no, so here's
we
a question.
We only heard from that one lady, so.
There's been 84
Billy
years.
Billy Zane. Billy Zane lived with that kid.
All right. Titanic is a category. The RMS Titanic sunk in the early morning hours of April 15th, 1912. But what does RMS stand for?
Mm-hmm. Ragged.
Really? Really magical
ship.
Ooh.
John knows this. I can see
I'm
it
just
in
watching
his eyes.
You guys.
You can't see the twinkle in his eyes from the podcast, but it's twinkling.
The really... I did like really
maiden. Wouldn't
ship.
It be maiden? Something maiden?
Oh, really maiden ship.
The royal maiden.
Royal.
I'm pretty sure it's, yeah, royal.
Something ship.
Wait, you just had it. Where did it go?
I have the royal.
Oh.
You assumed.
That was a lot of twinkle
royal.
For just having
that was a lot of twinkle for just one. So.
That was like maxed out twinkling.
Royal maxed out ship.
What would Royal, not merchant, it wasn't a merchant ship. Royal, not
but
maiden?
Is there a word that means luxury that starts with an M?
No, I don't think that, because RMS was just like, they use it for more than just the Titanic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like HMS is like Her Majesty's Service, like ship, oh. And so they use it for like the,
Royal
Magistrate.
Ship. What are sea terms?
Mariner.
Mariner.
Royal Mariner.
Ship.
I'm really Mariner and ship.
I'm really on board with S as ship, you guys.
I'm trying to think.
It was Titanic, and then it was on the White Star Line was the company that ran it, and. Man, you know who would know, Kinsel would know this, because he's a giant nerd for the Titanic.
Royal, what do you think S is?
I can tell you right now, you have royal and ship.
Yeah.
Oh, it is ship! Take that! Royal.
Well, that, yeah.
I'll take it. That was the easiest part.
I take it, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, but you know guys what, implied that I was wrong, and I had ship, so you
royal.
Can suck it. I'm not helping with M anymore. I suggested magical and massive. Those are my best suggestions.
And also your best one, maxed out.
Maxed out.
Definitely you,
Brandy maxed out.
Yeah, Brandy maxed out.
Three X's.
I think it's like, I don't know, maiden just...
Maiden merchant.
Am I wrong if it's only maiden on its first voyage?
But it was the first voyage.
I know, but it wouldn't be RMS Titanic forever.
Yeah. They wouldn't name
True.
It after the maiden voyage.
Although, ironically, it is forever.
It was.
This is the
Maybe
one situation in which that logic does not apply.
Maybe they
but
knew, and that's
that.
Why they slapped that sucker on there.
It was a conspiracy. They knew.
It's the Illuminati.
Yeah, it's the Illuminati.
The Titanic was an inside job.
Yeah. Icebergs don't melt steel beams. That's how we know that. Man.
Melting. The royal melting
royal
ship.
Monarch, that seems redundant as well.
I mean, does it?
I don't know.
What other
monarchs
royals?
Are there except
royal?
Royal
is a category and monarch is more specific. So, like a monarch is a person, whereas royal is like a category of person.
Marine.
I could get behind that. Marine, royal marine ship.
Oh.
That's,
Okay,
that's more redundant than royal. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little more redundant.
Yeah.
Royal Majesty's ship. Royal Majesty's
ship. The only reason I think it's not that is because U.S., like, it came out of the U.S., right?
True. Yeah.
No, that's true.
Or was it going to the U.S.? No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. What was Jack excited about? He played cards.
He was excited about drawing Rose.
They were going to America.
Yeah. No, that's not right, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
They were supposed to leave.
I
remember Bates was in there and she was like a
Downton, I just remember they got news about when it sank, like in the first episode.
Right.
When they heard
and their
the
people
Titanic.
Were going to America.
I just love when you Google Titanic, the third Google suggestion is Titanic 2.
Ooh.
What?
I watched that.
As if
what
that is something that's going to exist.
Well, they were thinking about building one a while back, because I remember them being like, yeah, we're going to build it. We have better technology. And literally everyone saying, that is the worst idea of all time.
Who's
so,
getting on the second one just hoping it goes better?
Run it back.
Royal.
RMS Royal.
Royal.
Royal. Merchant. Mercantile.
Mercantile?
No.
Mercantile.
I don't know.
But it wasn't like a merchant ship,
yeah.
though.
Royal muscle ship.
Yes, that must
massive.
Be
massive.
Royal massive ship.
Really massive ship. Royal. Oh man, I can't think of it.
What all right, what
do
I want to go with here?
I think merchant or mariner.
I like merchant more,
yeah.
But
I just struggle because it was just
not, it
for
was
yeah, it wasn't like a.
What
maybe
were some
trying
our
to sound fancy?
Royal.
I don't know. I don't know it.
Mm.
Royal merchant ship. Royal. Majesties. I like that one.
Majesty.
Yeah.
Royal Majesty's ship.
Yeah.
Royal Majesty's ship is incorrect. The Titanic set sail on its maiden and only voyage from Southampton, England to New York.
Told you. Uh-huh. Thank you.
That's right.
Personal points.
HMS stands for His or Her Majesty's Ship, which is a commissioned national ship of the Royal Navy. RMS stands for Royal Mail Ship. Means the ship is contracted through its owners to carry the royal mail.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. I didn't know that about the
Titanic. Never would have gotten to mail.
This question is a little different. You guys are 2 for 4, but for this question, there's multiple correct answers. You need to answer half or more than a half right in order for the question to be considered correct. The last question category is U.S. Commonwealth.
Oh, that's us.
Other than Virginia.
Oh, man. Yeah.
There are 3 other U.S. states that designate themselves as commonwealths. What are they?
One's Kentucky. I know that.
What is... I never actually knew, even though I lived here. What is a commonwealth? Like, why are they called commonwealths?
I have no idea.
I don't
know. Wow.
I mean, so there are 4 others?
3 others.
3 others.
Others.
4, 4 including
Tokyo.
Virginia.
Okay. So we need to name 2?
You're going to name 3. You need 2 to be correct.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know Kentucky.
You have to name 2 as well.
Yeah,
what I
Kentucky
know.
Is 1.
Okay.
Commonwealth of
Maryland?
Delaware?
I think Maryland.
Maryland,
might be
one. Maryland.
Would West Virginia be 1 since they're a branch? They were originally Virginia and then they were like, nah.
They're like, nah.
We'll be the
no,
West,
thank you.
The West folk.
I would like to be excused forever.
I don't know if I've ever seen Commonwealth with West Virginia.
It doesn't sound right.
It doesn't.
Let's take that away.
Yeah.
I feel like
so
it's
Virginia,
not...
Virginia, Kentucky, and then like, trying to surprise myself and get
Maryland.
All the answers out.
Maryland.
I feel
yeah.
like it's not the Carolinas.
I feel like it's got to
be
somewhere up in this, like, in this sort
That's
of
true.
Northeastern...
Quadrant.
Yeah.
Quadrangle.
New Hampshire,
Vermont.
Just
New
name
York.
All the states.
Yeah.
I'm just going to name
just...
all the northeastern states.
Yeah. So these are our, are 50 guesses.
Pennsylvania.
Are 3 of them correct?
Yeah. I know that Alaska's wrong, so we'll cross that one off. Maybe we should just go that way. Yeah. No Alaska, no Hawaii, no California,
yeah.
no Arizona, North, South Dakota. Get out of here.
Well, it's not going to be, like, the North or South, like Carolina, because you can't just have one be a commonwealth and the other not.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, but
maybe
Virginia
that's why it's split.
Is, and West Virginia isn't.
So we think.
But we're not East Virginia.
It's true. Thank you.
If there was a directional adjective about us.
Then
we
wouldn't
be not East John.
That's extremely true, and the logic follows.
Georgia?
Yeah, I think, like, maybe Georgia, Maryland...
We already have Maryland, sweetheart.
I know. I'm just saying them out loud. Can we just say Kentucky now and get credit for that one?
You can.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, cool.
You need one more.
One more.
Two guesses.
Two. We have 50% chance out of the 50 other states.
I just think we should do the same thing for Maryland.
Is, but if we're wrong, then that's the end of it.
No.
Okay. Oh, no. We would get one
more
guess. Is Maryland one of them?
We're good on Maryland?
Good on Maryland.
Yes.
Maryland is not one.
Oh, no.
We're in the same situation we were just in. What will we do?
You got one more guess.
Okay.
And it needs to be correct.
Delaware?
Commonwealth of Delaware.
Doesn't sound right.
I don't know why Georgia's standing out to me. I just saw this the other day.
Maybe that's
and
why Georgia's standing out to
you. It's one of those things I was like, man, I don't need to know this.
Who needs this?
Yeah. I have been, like, devouring more trivia recently. I was like, Bill's going to come, and he's going to bring the heat.
Apparently
and I did.
He hit me with that virtual boy, and I was like, woo!
He got you confident in the beginning, and...
That Arizona train wreck or car
wreck. I think we should go with Georgia, if you guys are thinking that, and, like, I feel like any other states is just us throwing out states and seeing if it sounds like...
Georgia sounds good to me.
Okay.
Let's do it. Georgia.
For it.
Or 400, Bill.
Georgia... is incorrect.
What's the other one?
So there are 2 commonwealths of a different kind. They're not U.S. states. Mm-hmm. That'd be Puerto Rico and the Northern Mariana Islands.
Mm-hmm.
A commonwealth is... There's really no difference between a state and a commonwealth other than they call themselves commonwealth.
So what other states would be like, we want a different name?
They have all the same sort of rules, regulations, things like that. Some would say that they were under British Empire, British rule at some point, but that's really all of America, I guess.
Yeah.
The correct answers were Kentucky. You guys got that one correct. Massachusetts. And Pennsylvania.
Mm. Wow, interesting. You were kind of on track with the little... Let's hang
Northeast,
on
yeah.
Should have listed all the northeastern states.
We should have just done it.
All right, well, that is the end of my questions, but each episode I ask my guests to bring a question of their own for a segment we call Quiz the Master. So, John and Julie, I think you guys have questions. Who would like to go first?
Go for it, Qualb.
Okay. What restaurant came out with a chicken-flavored nail polish?
Chicken-flavored nail polish.
Flavored? Not scented?
Flavored.
Oh, gosh.
That feels like something KFC would do. Chicken-flavored nail. I don't even know how you get this past the FDA. I mean, how is that not edible, toxic? But... Yeah, I guess it would have to be. I mean, that makes sense.
But edible nail polish is an odd.
It is a very odd choice.
Way to go with edible products.
But I would think that like.
That feels like, but finger licking. That feels like a very KFC way to go. I'm pretty set on KFC.
Is that your final answer?
KFC.
KFC is correct.
Yes. Did you have this question before our KFC conversation?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Which is really funny.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That's so funny.
Yeah, if you did not hear our KFC conversation, listen to last episode, episode 8. We talked about KFC and the spork. Wow. Do you have any more information about this?
None. And my internet's not working here, so you can look it up in your freezer.
I'm just so confused on how and why. I could see scented, like scented nail polish. That makes sense. Chicken scented. But why flavored? Why go that route?
Because they're doing a lot of weird stuff.
So
now.
On your way to KFC, you can just like get your taste buds going.
Nail licking.
Right?
And I would think like you're licking it after it's dry, right? And
I was picturing, honestly, just like wet nail polish on the tongue.
I mean, I guess if they can make it taste enough like their chicken specifically, then like the way that that makes your brain work is like you taste the chicken, but you're not eating and digesting the chicken. So your body tells you constantly, I want KFC.
Here's my other question.
Bill's body always tells
me that. Who sucks on their nails? Like, who's doing that?
If it's, if something is finger licking good,
yeah, you're licking your fingers.
That I just looked it up. The naturally based KFC nail polish has come in two flavors: original and hot and spicy.
What?
That's amazing. What?
You apply it like regular polish and lick at will. It says it flies against most ideas about nail polish and keeping your fingers and nails out of your mouth to avoid temptation. But this is a serious. This is a serious thing.
Wow.
Okay, this makes a lot more sense.
Can we order it on Amazon?
The campaign is designed to be intriguing and fun to increase excitement around the KFC brand in Hong Kong.
Oh.
That makes a little bit more sense now.
Yes. But it's in
wow,
America too.
I will be searching Amazon
but
for
I have
this
a,
we, and
I
giving
have
my
a
review.
Coworkers in Hong Kong. I'm going to ask.
Oh.
I'm going to ask Janice.
They got some KFC
I'm
going to
order some from Amazon and start wearing it without shame.
And then walk around with my hands in my mouth all the time.
I
wonder
if it would make Sarah sick as a vegetarian.
Oh. How do you feel about meat-flavored nail polish?
I doubt they have actual meat-flavored in there.
Yeah, it's probably just got the 11 herbs and spices.
The spices?
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's probably just the seasoning.
It was like red and pink, it looked like.
Oh, it wasn't chicken colored?
Gross.
It was a light tan.
The color of raw chicken.
A golden brown.
Yeah.
I feel like hot and spicy would have to be red.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was more of like a tan-ish, pinkish, somewhere
really
there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Raw
good
chicken
job,
pink.
There you go. If you are interested in buying anyone a stocking stuffer for Christmas,
ooh.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Easy. That's a layup.
You're welcome.
All right. Are you ready for mine?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, what was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Ooh.
Wow. First toy to be advertised on television.
Do you know around the time period that TV became popular?
The 50s, I want to say.
Early 60s, yeah.
Because they were still listening to the war on the radio in the 40s, so that couldn't be... It's going to be after that.
It's a good time for choice.
That was my radio voice from the 1940s.
Listen, Hansy.
First one to be on... So we're talking like 50s or 60s.
When was like G.I. Joe?
Ooh.
G.I. Joe's up there. My other thoughts were like... it's going to be like a board game of some kind.
A doll?
Or a doll.
You said the first toy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Would board game be in that category?
I don't
category?
Think that's considered a toy.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, they usually are.
They're
usually
like toys
in
and games.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to say...
Can we clarify,
Slinky.
John, is that...
A Slinky commercial.
Was a board game considered a toy?
It is not a board game.
Sarah, what were you saying?
I'm thinking Slinky, because that's like a classic toy that doesn't look fun in a store, so I feel like a TV commercial would have been a good opportunity for them to show it, like, going down the stairs.
That's
a good
point.
I was thinking of, like, the Target line of, like, the retro games that they brought back.
Etch-a-Sketch.
Etch-a-Sketch, Light Bright, some of those classic type of toys... Stretch Armstrong, even.
But if it is the first one, like Sarah said, like, what is going to make
more
them
than
90s. Be like.
That's way later.
What do we. Like, to make them start to think that we should advertise toys on TV? Like, what would have been.
Something worthy.
Something
of that.
Where they'd, like.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
never
think it's,
been done before.
Well, but I think that's, like, you're talking. And I might be wrong on my history of this, but I think you're talking about, like, the start of. Advertising on television.
True.
So when television started advertising,
it was a new medium available now.
Let's throw this on TV.
I think Slinky's not a bad guess.
So I like Slinky.
Yeah.
I don't. G.I. Joe is a good one too. Barbie's up there. I mean, Barbie's been around for.
That's Barbie true. Was later than that, though. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think Barbie's been around a pretty long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
thought it was like 70s, 80s.
I watched some like documentary about it one time. I feel like
Barbara Millicent Roberts is her full name.
Really? Did not know that. Oh, Barb.
Oh, Millicent.
I like Slinky. I'm okay with Slinky. Let's go Slinky.
Final answer?
Yes.
Slinky is incorrect, sadly. It is actually Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
Was the first.
Yeah, I like
that.
So
good unison.
Aww. Good job, everybody. Yeah, it's really interesting. So when it originally was released, it was just a box with like stuff in it. And the expectation was that you would get your own potato and put the
stick it
in.
I knew that's how it started.
Yeah. So it started with that. Yeah, 1952 was the first. And then in like... however many years later, people were complaining about rotten potatoes and the government regulations changed, so they started putting the plastic ones in the 60s. Yeah.
Nice.
Mr.
Potato Head.
I hate the idea of just putting them in a regular potato.
I like that idea.
It's resourceful.
Well.
I will say, almost every episode, we have some sort of reference to a potato. So this is good.
It's a running theme.
This episode is brought to us by potatoes.
Yeah. I love potatoes. So
Idaho
much.
First.
There is
so many
purposes.
No wrong way
right
to eat. Well,
raw.
Only wrong way to eat a potato. Like, boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew, fry them,
potatoes.
All right, well, you guys got 2 out of 5.
I'll take it. Respectable.
I will say, with trivia, with hosting trivia on Zoom for a couple months, John and Julia's team... with Sarah and Rachel, you guys consistently, like, would either be near perfect or actually perfect for an entire game. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe missing, like, some bonus points here or there, but actual questions, regular round questions, not answering one incorrectly. So I did bring the heat on some of these questions.
That's
I did,
good, though.
I did amp it up a little bit.
I like it.
We didn't get a curve. And I got to be honest, I resent that a little bit.
Take it up with your teammates. Who
to
was,
be fair.
Teammate who is also a trivia master.
I did also have you remove a Disney question that I felt was too easy, so I am partially responsible.
What was, what was that question?
We knew that one.
I'll ask you guys a little bonus question.
Ooh,
if you hung around to this point in the podcast, hopefully you did. A little bonus question. Lady Tremaine is the actual name of what Disney villain?
Wow, that's a good one. I don't know that.
You guys don't know that?
See, this is it's only easy because you're like a Disney.
We would have shown.
Is it Cruella
really
DeVille or something?
This,
no, that's
I
her
thought
real name.
For sure that you guys would know.
Lady Tremaine?
Yeah, I think it's more prevalently used in the live action version, if that helps you.
Or
was it Maleficent?
Or if you were to go to a Disney park and meet said character, I believe she is referred to as Lady Tremaine.
Of course they do. Mm-hmm.
They do. She's one of the few that is out there, at least in Orlando.
She's like the wicked stepmother, basically. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Is her name?
Yeah, the evil stepmother.
Cinderella. I was like, I was trying to think of like people they don't name. And it's like, you're the wicked stepmother. Like, that's not a name for a person.
Her actual name? Lady Tremaine.
Lady Tremaine, that's cool.
It's only mentioned once in the film.
Yeah.
But referenced in other films and other works as well.
That's cool. Cool, fun fact there.
There you go. All right, well, that was an extra question there. I'll give you guys a point for that. So that brings this episode to a close.
Queen.
Because Sarah got that one pretty quickly when I asked her earlier. Our guests got 3 out of 6 questions correct.
We did it, 50%.
Let us know on Instagram, at Trivia with Friends Podcast, and tell us how you did. Plus, answer our unselected question on female athletes. If you like what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you are listening to this. And join us next week for a new episode of Trivia with Friends.
Yeah! Trap music, not flow. Rap, 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 freestyle rap.